The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Coming up, Nicole tells your fortune looking ahead. So get out your crystal and stay tuned with Mistress Nicole. All dressed in leather, you won't forget her. You want to love her and you won't let go. Who's that woman, crazy woman, Nicole?
All right, welcome to a Tuesday, the day that everything is different all of a sudden. So last night, it's shortly after dinner, we're sitting on the sofa in the living room watching, I think, Jeopardy. And I look at my phone, as I tend to do, and I see the alert from Politico about the draft, first draft, of the Supreme Court decision on that abortion case out of Mississippi. And basically it says, that's the end of Roe v. Wade. And I looked at the phone, and my stomach dropped, and I went, oh, fuck. Kind of the same reaction I had when we got the news that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died. You know that things are going to change and change for the worse. And that, well, I would say they did. But no, now this is the slow motion move toward when it actually happens. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, today confirmed that the draft was legit, that the story was real. And he promised to open an investigation because that's really the important part, that somebody leaked this draft of a Supreme Court decision that will, after 50 years, do away with Roe v. Wade, kill a woman's right to choose what happens with her body, so that these religious bigots, these Christian Sharia law soldiers, are going to be able to tell us what we can and can't do with our bodies. That if we get raped, we need to carry the rapist's thing for 9 months and give birth to it? So that's why I say today, live from New Gilead, welcome to it. Hey, this is really fucked up. And coming today, let me tell you additionally how fucked up it is. Because today is my daughter's 23rd birthday. My daughter, who became my daughter through adoption. You know, Allison was born in Kazakhstan. And she was born, I don't know anything about her birth mother, her birth father. All I know is that she was approximately a month old when she was left on a doorstep. Seriously, the attitudes toward adoption are about 40, 50 years behind us. So when I was a kid, you know, children were left on doorsteps. I guess, a mother who couldn't take care of this new baby would leave it on the doorstep of a nice house, hoping that the people there would take in the child and raise it. Well, Allison, of course, was brought to a hospital and then an orphanage where she spent her first 18 months until I adopted her. So today, I am proudly sharing some pictures and memories of the day. And I tweeted out, I got it a little wrong on the tweet, but you know, you're limited in the number of characters. I wrote, 23 years ago today, a woman in Kazakhstan left her little baby on a doorstep, obviously believing she'd get a better life. After almost 18 months in an orphanage, she became my daughter in November of 2000. Happy birthday to my amazing kid, Allison, and thank you to the woman who gave her life. I'm forever grateful to that woman whose name I do not know. Circumstances I do not know. But the story I built up in my mind was that she couldn't take care of this baby. And so she decided to do the humane thing and make Allison available for adoption. And she couldn't be any more my kid if I'd spit her out myself. But because of the background chatter that's going on, my tweet somehow got sucked into a thread of people who think that we need to abolish abortion. Hell no. Hell no. So you look, just because I believe in a woman's right to choose doesn't mean I don't think any woman should be able to decide when it's not appropriate for her to carry a fetus to term. That's her decision. Her decision, perhaps with her partner and definitely with her doctor. Government has no bearing on it. Yet these small government Republicans want to inject the government into your bedroom. Fuck the bedroom, into your uterus. I want to know, when's the woman's march? When do we take to the streets? And maybe we need to do it closer to the election. Or maybe wait until the decision actually comes down and this becomes law. I'm mortified. I am so disgusted with the way things are right now that, you know, I don't know how we pull out of this. Now, the Republicans, I hate to say it because, you know, it's I'm contradicting myself here because they're anything but smart. These are the people who want to burn books, who don't believe in evolution. I told you they're Christian Sharia law for the most part. And they, you know, they eschew science. They don't believe in vaccinating themselves or their children. You know, these are these people. And they, yet they want to tell us how we can run our lives. The whole thing just doesn't make any sense. And, but that's the direction we're going. That's where we are. And it is horrific. And you know what? I normally, but the cynic in me says, I'm old. I'm past childbearing years. This is the selfish cynic in me. Let me rephrase that. The selfish cynic in me says that. But the compassionate feeling human being says, well, first of all, I've got a daughter and I don't want her to risk her life should she become impregnated at a time when she can't deal with it or handle it, or by force. She should not be made to do anything with her body that she does not want to do. And it's not only my daughter, it's the millions of other young people around, billions of other young people here and around the world. We are taking a giant step backwards. And I guess that's the way the Republicans like it. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. May even open up the phone lines, perhaps. I don't know. I'll leave that up to Laffy if she wants to hear from any of you. We've got a lot to talk about, though. So with no further ado, let's get the music going. Lauren Mayer, hit it.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
And there she is, Laffy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't even. Okay.
Yeah.
And that about wraps up my feelings.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm just
mortified.
Know, we all expected this. This yep. isn't, you know, but it's like anything when it comes to fruition, when it actually happens, you know, it's like, and this is a horrible comparison because I'm comparing something pleasant to something not pleasant, but it's like you see a movie star all the time on the screen. And then when you see them in person, it's like, oh, my God, they actually exist, right?
Yeah, or they're really short.
Right. Or they're worse in person, right?
Yeah.
But this is like you knew this was going to happen. You were dreading it.
Uh-huh.
And then when it happened, it was so abhorrent, so dangerous, so vile.
Yep.
That it hit you. It hits you like between the eyes. You.
Like a ton
you
of bricks.
Stunned by it.
Exactly.
Yes.
When I saw that tweet on the phone, I was just, David saw my face and he said, what? And I almost couldn't speak. And I just turned the phone towards
right.
him.
That's exactly what happened to me, by the way. I had it on my phone and I went, what? You know, and I kind of stared at it for a
yep.
minute.
Yep.
And I had to kind of look at it a couple of times. So I put it up. Usually I'll do a commentary on top, like, breaking, look at this. You know, all I could muster was an emoji with a little alert sign, with an exclamation point on a triangle.
Yep.
I couldn't even vocalize what I wanted to say because I was just kind of trying to take it in.
Yep.
But the thing is, other than just being horrendous on its own, this is the beginning of a long string of rights being taken away. I don't know how we stop them unless we win elections. And I don't know how we win elections when you've got Republicans already cheating over planning to overturn
everything
with everything with the voter suppression, with the gerrymandering, all of it. I don't know how we over, I mean, we have to try. I'm not saying don't try, but my God, of course, you know, vote. Oh, and vote. But I don't know how you overcome this unless we win big.
Yeah. Well, if this doesn't motivate Democrats and people who are anti, you know, the authoritarian wing of the Republican Party, which is everybody, mm-hmm. if they don't vote, then they deserve this. The problem is you and I don't.
Well, that's the thing. I always hear people say we get what we deserve. No, yeah. We don't.
Right.
The people who are doing the right thing don't deserve it. If somebody's going to either be too upset, lazy, in denial, resentful, whatever the word is, to vote,
yeah,
then they do deserve what they get. But I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
Nope. But like I said, if this look, the Republicans were motivated. They knew that they stole this Supreme Court seat. They kept it open for almost a year. Right. Everything is just so, can you tell?
Well, the Republicans have been preparing for this for decades. They have laid the groundwork for this for decades. And I remember years ago when there used to be Breakfast with Bernie on the Tom Harkin show, that's how long ago this was. Mm-hmm. He used to always, not Bernie, but Tom, and I guess Bernie would always talk about, we have to infiltrate the Democratic Party with progressives. And he'd use the word infiltrate.
Yep.
He'd say, you know, run for lower office, run for local office, because then you work your way up. And that's how we end up getting what we need, because we work and work and work and work our way up. Well, that's exactly what the Republicans have been doing.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do it.
They play the long game. They've been working on this for decades. Mm-hmm. And again, the line we were always told was, they don't really want to reverse Roe v. Wade because obviously it's popular. 70% of the public thinks, leave it in place. What are you doing?
But people were saying it's a device. It's a device.
It's a fundraising. It's a fundraising thing.
Right.
Yeah, well, somebody didn't tell all the little Christian soldiers out there doing all the legwork, mm-hmm. who said, ooh, we now stole another seat. We're going to have a super majority on the Supreme Court. We can do this. We're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. I promise you the politicians in D.C. are not happy about this because they know that 70% of the public approves of a woman's right to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Laffy, we got a call. Somebody calling from the Vegas area. So, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Marcus again, Nicole.
Hey, Marcus, you're on with me and Laffy. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Laffy. Well, listen, I am a man, and I just want to say one thing. I don't have any business whatsoever telling any woman what she can and cannot do with her own body.
Yep.
Period. That's the bottom line. My views are irrelevant in the matter. It doesn't make any difference what I think about it. It's her decision and hers alone, and she has a fundamental right to that. That's called liberty.
Right. I agree with you.
And nobody has the right to try to impose that upon any other individual in this world, period.
Thank you.
Except your own child.
Right.
Except your own child.
Sam Alito. Right.
Laffy said something that is very important. They're not going to stop with this.
No.
They're going to keep going. They're going to keep going. And pretty soon, none of us will have the right to marry who we want to marry.
Right.
No.
To do what we want with our own bodies.
Right. There are some of these Sharia activists who want to ban mixed race marriages, who want to ban same sex marriage. They will not stop here.
That's right.
They're going to stop my kids' access to contraceptives. They're going to try to upend the laws that let us, you know, because the Fourth Amendment, our right to privacy, has been taken out of the equation allegedly by this decision, and that will affect a whole lot of other laws.
You see, so I first of all, I want to call for Jamie Harrison's head. If you can't step down, just get the hell out of the way because you're useless.
Please.
Most of the Democratic Party is useless.
I agree.
Now, when you talked about when the women going to take the streets, we all need to take the streets, and we need to march right up to the doors of Susan Collins' office and demand, well, we can't demand anything, but let her know that your days are numbered. You just won, but that doesn't matter. Your days are numbered.
Yep.
And every other Democrat, your days are numbered. Absolutely, we need to infiltrate this party.
Yeah.
We need to purge this party. We need to purge this party of the Schumers, the Bidens, the Durbins, the Feinsteins.
The Clyburns.
And all of these other old,
all of these people who
are so civil and soft and want to compromise, and let's just all get along. Get the hell out of the way. Because the other party is not interested in getting along with us.
You're so right.
It's not about compromise. It's about corporate donations.
Well, it's about dark money and corporate donations.
Okay.
Yes, that's all I got.
Okay.
That's all I got. Thank you.
Hey, Marcus, thanks for calling.
Great show.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Laffy David's here.
Hey, David.
Hi. So, if they're going to make abortion illegal, they need to also make ejaculation illegal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Because ejaculation is what directly causes, it's a proximate cause of pregnancy.
Right. And so, you're wasting all those sperm, those valuable
and
sperm.
Every sperm is sacred.
That's right.
To quote Monty Python. In addition, yes, this is for the most part on the Republicans, but you can't let the Democrats off the hook. This is the result of 40 plus years of the Democrating gutless, nutless, corporate centrist whores as our candidates who cared more about sucking up to Wall Street than they did serving their constituents in the middle class, the labor unions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, ad infinitum. You have to say one thing about these fucking maggots. They have delivered for their constituents,
that they have,
which is more than, quite frankly, Joe Biden can say for the most part, and 100% the Democratic Congress can say. They haven't delivered shit. And this is not just this administration. It's the Obama administration. It's the Clinton administration. It goes back till Reagan was the start of all this shit sliding downhill. And since then, we have just said, oh, we're just going to, we'll deal with it. We'll play by the rules. We'll organize. We'll get out the vote. And in the meantime, these people were subverting the rule of law. And we're just sitting there saying, oh, okay, we'll deal with it. We haven't dealt with it.
But we don't deal with it. That's the thing.
Welcome to fucking Gilead.
Right. Well, we're there. Hey, Laffy, we got another call. It's Linwood, our pal Linwood in Virginia. Hey, Linwood.
Hey, what's going on, ladies? I enjoy the show.
Hi.
I watch it regularly.
Thanks.
I'm going to be honest with you here with the last caller. He's 100% correct, but really, this started back under Reagan when the Democratic Party had to go to the same donors as the Republican Party just to compete on a national level. If you remember the House Majority Leader at the time, Tony Coelho, I think his name was, that's who got it started. And so the late, great Congressman John Connor said, because of this, we had to raise either near or somewhat near the same exact amount of money the Republicans have raised just to stay relevant, because after you talk in the Nixon era and things of that nature, the Republican Party pretty much said, look, we're going to mainly be the party of rural areas, the Democrat and mostly white voters. The Democrat Party, is going to be the party of Jews, non-whites, and the cities. That's it. And so the Democratic Party wanted to compete for those same voters. So this is why you started seeing the compromise of, you know, some civil rights legislation or civil rights protections or abortion rights protections. They started going in these directions because they wanted these same Republican voters. This is why you're starting to see
this come to fruition.
Yeah. All right. Well, Linwood, you've got your own theory. I you lost me midway as well, but I appreciate the call. I always appreciate hearing from you.
Well, I mean, how did I lose you? Because I want to make sure.
Because you know what, you're coming up with this really narrative of history that I don't necessarily agree with, and I'm not going to spend the next 20 minutes trying to decipher it. That's your story, and you're sticking to it, and that's fine. I disagree with the overgeneralization of
compromising so many things.
Okay, all right, thanks, Linwood. I'm going to run because I can't do this now. Thank you, Linwood. I appreciate the call, and this is not a slight. I'm not trying to be rude. We have more important things to deal with than how the Democratic Party got so fucked up. So, you know, bottom line is it is. Here's I was thinking about this last night. The Republicans, we hate them because of the shit they're doing, which is interesting because they normally don't do anything. They don't legislate. They just put up roadblocks to the good work that we're trying to get done. But in this case, they are doing things. They are outlawing. They're legislating what we can and can't do with our bodies. They're going the exact opposite of everything they say they're for, right? Small government? Well, then get the fuck out of my bedroom. So they're doing burning books, banning books, telling me what my kids can be taught or not taught in schools, instead of letting the boards of election and the school boards do their job. You want the government to get involved and do this. Meanwhile, the Democrats say, we're going to do all this good stuff for you, but oh boy, well, we've got a couple of, you know, bad seeds in the apple and we can't make them do it. So we're going to do nothing. We're going to sit here and do nothing. So we got in this mess, I think, because of all the bad shit the Republicans are doing and because the Democrats are not doing enough to stop it. Enough? They're not doing anything to stop it.
Well,
that's where I am right now.
I'm not sure how you stop. Are you were referring to bad seats. You're talking about Manchin and Sinema?
Yes.
Well, how do you stop that?
Well, I don't know, but Joe Biden needed to do something. Pull out the power of the presidency. Say, Joe Manchin, you want those bridges in West Virginia fixed? You want money for your community health centers? You want money for whatever it is you want to do? Then you will work with us. You do not hold moral authority over the entire party. There are 50 of us. You and your little gal pal, Kirsten, Miss Enema, do not control what happened, or you do not have the right to control what happens. These people
control.
Did not vote for you. They voted for other members of the party. And how dare you step up there like you own the place? But instead,
I think Bernie did say that.
Well,
to them.
Bernie did, but it's not Bernie's place to do it. Joe Biden needed to do it and make them work with the party because what they're doing is derailing everything that was promised on the campaign trail that we activists and voters worked so hard for. These two people, along with all the Republicans, said, no, you can't have nice things.
Well, today, Sinema said, I'm for women's reproductive rights, but I'm not for the filibuster. So, I mean, ending the filibuster. So she, in essence, is saying, I'm not for women's reproductive rights, because if she were, she would go out of her way to, break a rule of her own and
idiot Manchin says,
filibuster.
Well, the filibuster is the only thing that's standing.
Saving democracy.
That's saving democracy. I'll tell you in what world? Opposite world.
Exactly.
David, you had another? Yeah.
Yes. I have to point out an omission on your part.
Uh-oh.
Joe Biden did do something.
He did, yes.
He appointed Joe Manchin's wife to a regional federal post.
Joe Manchin's wife?
Yes, she was appointed to some sort of water board or something like that.
Oh, not water board.
But it was it was a federal position that he appointed Joe Manchin's wife to.
And he could have said, your wife gets nothing until you do the right thing here.
He should have said your state gets nothing.
Yes.
You get no soup.
Exactly. No soup for you.
No soup for you.
No right. soup for you. Okay, we got another call. I don't even know where this one's coming from. Hi, who's this?
Oh,
I think we lost him. Whoever it was hung up. Okay, so yeah.
Can we go to tweets?
We can go to tweets. All right.
Yeah, I got a ton of them.
All right, let's break out the head covering because those birdies like to poop.
Welcome to my tweet.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Philip in the YouTube chat room says, also consider the Dems' failure to set the narrative. Republicans do that with tons of dark money.
Well, one
so
of the
true.
Things they, that Democrats aren't as good at is appealing to raw emotion. And Republicans appeal almost entirely to raw emotion, which is how Trump got in, because they all said he sounds like me, he's talking like me, he's saying the things that I've been thinking.
Yeah, because you're stupid. It's the lowest common denominator.
Exactly. But and I've been listening to our friend or watching on Twitter, Rachel Bitticoffer, who is basically saying that. Messaging. So
yes,
anyway.
Absolutely. Okay, wait, before you get to tweets, the caller's back. Hi, who's this?
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Nicole. This is Michael. How you doing?
Michael. Hi, Michael. Good. Where are you calling from?
Memphis.
Okay. Okay. Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, we could go down a rabbit hole, like you said earlier. We can go down a rabbit hole of where the Democrats effed up a long time ago. But I think we need to look at the big picture of where this could actually go.
Mm-hmm.
There was at one point in time, people said they would never repeal Roe versus Wade.
Right.
Okay, well, they get ready to do that.
Yeah.
You've had, and I had a conversation where somebody said, oh man, next thing you know, they'll roll back the clock on slavery. They can never do that. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
We have fewer voting rights now than we did in 1963.
Yep.
And yeah, people get mad, especially here in Memphis. They get mad when you talk about the Democrats. Look, man, Biden hasn't. Why is Louis DeJoy still in the same job? Why is Christopher Ray still there?
Good question.
What has the guy really undone?
Nothing.
So it says to me that they don't really have a problem with the things that Trump did. Now, how's an interest off your mortgage coming?
Look,
it's not there anymore.
This administration, this party is dragging its feet. We are at what's the highest? DEFCON 1 or 5? I don't know which way it is. But
DEFCON 1 because they go back.
Gotcha. So we're there. And we've got, you know, Merrick Garland going, oh, la, la, la. Oh, I guess I can bring in another prosecutor now because it's a year and a half after the fact. What the fuck? Where hair is on fire. Our hair is on fire. Do something.
Look at what they did in Georgia with the special part. And it all ties together. You're going to get a special grand jury. Okay, they can't indict. They can be there for up to a year. Nothing's going to happen. In November, when the midterms happen, Democrats are going to get the shit kicked out of them. January 6th committee goes away. Nothing is going to happen. Nobody is going to pay. Trump gets reelected in 2024, pardons everybody, and we're fucked.
Yeah, well, if that happens, you know, somebody tweeted this morning to me, you should get out, go to Canada now while you still can. I can't. Laffy's been doing the work for over 2 years. I can't.
3 years.
I said over 2 years, but I can't go to Canada. They wouldn't take me. I'm too old and too broke. So
but we can't move, and because we have my father-in-law here, so we're stuck here. Even though we're now permanent residents of Canada on paper.
Yep.
We will. You know, I it's funny because I brought up to Mr. Laffy today that I would move there myself and be with the boys because they're going to be going to school up there in August in order to get their permanent residency. That's how it's a long process. And and I would move up there because I emotionally just being here is not good for me. Let's put it that way.
It's going to get worse.
So
it's bad and it's going to get worse. I mean, the president and what the problem I have with it is, he and Kamala Harris act as though, well, we're the big game. You only won, you fuckstick, because we didn't have any options.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted you.
Right. Well, if you heard the interview yesterday with Ari Ravenhoft, I mean, we talked about what happened in South Carolina when they, right. you know, Jim Clyburn leading the charge decided to orchestrate the mass endorsement of Joe Biden and the ouster of Bernie Sanders from the race when Bernie was winning. What a one.
Exactly.
Yep. So, yeah, we got a lot of problems. And, oh, all right, we lost our...
He went bye-bye. Oh, all he right, did. Well, it was good talking
yes.
to you.
Thank you for calling. A lot of good points there, Laffy. All right, you want to tweet? Mm-hmm. Tweet!
Yeah.
Tweet!
Tweet, tweet. All right, well, Ellie Mistal. I've got a bunch of them from Ellie because he's cool. so
oh,
good.
He's on it. He's got a new piece up at thenation.com right now, too.
Oh, okay. He said Joe Biden should instruct every federal facility to provide the morning after pill free of charge and call it the Alito protection pill and say it's being made available not to induce abortions, but to prevent unwanted inspections from Sam Alito.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wah, wah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Touche.
Yeah. Good old Ellie. Yes. Ellie done good.
Yes, he did.
All right. Always. That's the first one. All right. Molly Jong passed. Mm-hmm. She said, it's not the leak, it's the overturning, Roe. You don't get to take away women's rights and pretend to be the victim. And that's what the Republicans are
exactly
doing.
Exactly
right
what they're that's what they're screaming about. Whoever responsible for leaking this document, excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't care who leaked it. It would have come out one way or another, you know, in the next month. Because the Supreme Court is done for the term. They're not hearing any more cases. And now what they do is they announce and release their opinions, their decisions. And the big ones like this are generally at the very end of June. So whoever released this now just gave us a little heads up. So, I mean, we knew it was coming anyway. But it doesn't lessen the effect when you're hit over the head with a ton of bricks.
By the way, I'll be in Canada coincidentally when it's released.
Wow. Good for you.
Because we're going to be up there the end of June and all of July. So just found it somewhat comforting because I'll be physically removed, but emotionally I'll be right there with you. Joyce Vance.
Sure.
She's a legal analyst. She said, at least you can't be forced to get a COVID vaccination while you carry an unwanted pregnancy.
That's right.
Term.
Right. So they can make you carry a life and in through gestation. So it becomes viable where it is not when you become pregnant. Just so you know, it's a little tiny zygote. It can't live on its own. It can't live until like 24 weeks, which is why that was the place that the Supreme Court found, you know, when a fetus can survive outside the womb on its own, when it's viable, maybe that's where we cut off the right to abortion. Unless there are medical causes. Well, what they're talking about is 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks. I think, what's his name? Chief Justice. Hello.
Yeah,
Roberts.
Yes.
He was talking 15. Other, well,
some
I'm
are.
To the,
some
I,
are.
I'm getting to the.
Well, Florida. Yeah, so our idiot of Satan, that's his new name, death sent to Satan, just put in a 15-week abortion ban. And Florida was always purple, leaning blue. And he is trying to just turn it bright red. Oh, my
that
God. It's unrecognizable.
Okay. So here's Joseph Cox. He's a journalist. And he said, this is for Vice.
Okay.
Companies selling location data on visits to abortion clinics. We know because we just bought some data for $160. Could be used to see clinics being visited by people from across state lines.
Oh my
Threatens
God.
Both the patient and the clinic. The risk is real.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So let
this
me just
what they're
tell
doing.
You. If you I'll be honest. I have not read the book, The Handmaid's Tale. I probably should because it's probably even more dire and dark than the Hulu show. But the Hulu show goes longer. It goes beyond the book. If you haven't seen it, watch it. I'm telling you, when it first came out, it was like in the early days of Trump, and I couldn't go. It was too close to home, and I was too freaked out and depressed and, suicidal, frankly, and I don't use that word loosely. I was. Mm-hmm. I suffered from depression. I was not in a good place. But I'm glad I went back to it, because as uncomfortable as it is to watch in places, I think it's necessary, knowing what we're up against, to arm yourselves, because this is where they want to go. And they talk about freedom at the same time. So it's opposite world and gaslighting in the midst of this authoritarian regime coming in and telling us what we can and can't do with our bodies and everything else.
Okay, well, here's a little comic relief, sort of, from alt-immigration, mm-hmm. Trump or something. It cuts off here. But anyway, she says, I think it's a she. Dear Republicans, I expect child support to start at the 4-week pregnancy mark. Warm regards, immigration.
Okay. I like that. Look, if you want to say that, you know, abortions can't be after 6 weeks, well, then treat that cell, because that's what it is at that point, like a human being. Give it all the rights. Right. So that.
Well, they think it's life. So they should treat it like life.
Right. So that means.
You know what? I'm always saying my line that I say every time we have any discussion about this is, we were just listening to Randy on over our headsets, you and me, as we were leading into the show.
Not really,
and she threw out the line, love the fetus, hate the child.
Yep.
That is one of my least favorite lines in the world. And every time I hear it, I tweet out, no, they do not love the fetus, because if they did, they wouldn't be cutting food poverty and health programs that affect the fetus's health and the mother's, or, you know, the woman carrying it health. If they really were pro-life, they would do everything they can to help the fetus.
That's
thrive.
Right. That's right. But they don't. They just want to demand. They want to legislate that it survives.
It's all about
and
power.
Will not give you any help to make sure it survives, or that it's nourished, or that it's housed or clothed. None of that. None of
it's
that.
It's all about power over women. Okay, Mary Trump.
Okay, Mary Trump.
This is a cathartic one.
Okay.
Fuck this illegitimate SCOTUS. Fuck the Republican Party that enabled this. And if you don't care that this decision makes women second-class citizens, fuck you too. We don't have the luxury of time. We need to fight now. It's Democrats versus fascists in 2022. Vote accordingly.
Without a doubt. And you know what? We don't. I have a button that I've saved from the 2012 presidential campaign. So this is, you know, 10 years old now. And it's like a cartoon drawing of the Supreme Court. And it says, it's the Supreme Court, stupid. And then below it says Obama 2012. And I've carried that thing around with me for the last 10 years because it's true. But the Democrats they didn't use that message. And knowing that in 2016, that McTurtle was holding a seat open for almost a year. So to hopefully they'll win and they can put their own person in there. The Democrats didn't use that as they're holding a Supreme Court seat open for a year because they want to give us a giant right turn for this nation. They blow every opportunity.
I don't know how they can't use the Supreme Court in general as a message, as a big issue, huge issue. Maybe now people will get it, but all these years we in the background here have said, why aren't you using the Supreme Court as a messaging tool? No.
Yep. Yep.
It doesn't even come into the conversation.
Right.
They don't talk about it at the debates either.
Right. Right. And then so Joy's in the chat room. She says, expand the court, which is the remedy.
Yes.
It's what we can do now. How? All Joe Biden has to do is say, we're going to do it. I'm going to put three more judges.
How?
Right. Because he doesn't have the balls to do it. Just fucking do it.
It's always about, well, if we do it, then the Republicans are going to do something like that. And
they're
going to
do it anyway. They're going to do whatever they need to do. It's just like what I say. I hate to say it about Putin. It doesn't matter if whether we give them just, you know, weapons or airplanes and weapons. That's not going to be the determining factor of whether or not Putin drops a nuke. It's going to be whatever his fucking twisted mind decides.
Right. It's a whim on his part.
Of course. And the same thing with the Republicans. It doesn't depend on what Democrats do. Barack Obama should have nuked the filibuster without leaving it up to them to do it. God. Right. Yeah.
I know. Oh, boy. Lawrence O'Donnell. Okay, so Ben Rhodes tweeted, this isn't how a functional democracy makes decisions about fundamental rights.
Right.
And Lawrence said, the law of the land of the United States of America depends entirely on exactly when Supreme Court justices die. Yeah. Absurd.
It is absurd.
It is. It's crazy.
Completely absurd. I agree.
Boy, I can't get rid of this one. Come on. There we go. Okay, Ellie again, Ellie Mistal.
Okay.
So he's doing this over, and this comes into what we were talking about before. Caroline Kitchener of the Washington Post had tweeted out yesterday, top anti-abortion leaders and GOP lawmakers have been meeting behind the scenes to strategize for a national abortion ban, mobilizing around a proposal that would outlaw the procedure at 6 weeks. There we are.
Yep.
And Ellie says, oh, look, we're almost at the part where the longstanding conservative argument, quote, it should be decided by states because of federalism, unquote, is revealed to be a lie as they morph into the national bans on abortion.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm beyond words at this point.
Me too.
You know, Allison came over last night because, you know, it's her birthday today. And mom and dad hang out. And you know, I said, did you hear the news? And she doesn't follow the news. She just doesn't want to know from me. But she said the abortion thing. She heard.
Yeah, she heard that one.
Yeah.
How can you not hear that one? Oh, boy. Ellie again.
Okay.
This was last night after the news broke. He said, as I log off Twitter, I will remind you all that the order of operations for conservative SCOTUS was important. They had to take away voting rights by eviscerating the Voting Rights Act.
Yep.
Excuse me. Before they could take away abortion.
Yep.
They're counting on voter suppression to blunt the backlash.
Of course.
Which is what I was saying earlier.
They
exactly.
play the long game, and they've played it for decades. When the Democrats are going, well, we're in power now. Things are good. Hey, we're good. We're cool. Aren't we cool? Look at the hat I'm wearing. Aren't we cool? We're you know, and we're getting old, but we're hanging out here because we can, you know. So the leadership of the House of Representatives is 87, but that's okay because we can do it. Never mind that the country has moved on, that we're in a different place, that it's the young people who are pushing the forward progress. It's the Sunrise Movement who are pushing climate change stuff. And these Neanderthals will not give up their seats. Damn it. It's time for them to go.
Okay. Empty wheel.
Okay. Empty wheel. Okay.
I can't.
I know.
Well, first, Abby Phillip of Inside Politics said, Chief Justice Roberts confirms the authenticity of the ruling obtained by Politico. Okay, so that was last night. So Marcy said, raise your hand if you predicted that there'd be an investigation of a non-criminal leak before an investigation of perjury during confirmation hearings, much less alleged assault.
Yeah, of course, because we do things back-asswards.
Yeah. How about that? How about that? All right. So Susan Collins was clutching her pearls today.
Yeah.
She was learning a lesson today.
Yeah.
She said, this is her quote, because she's concerned.
Yeah.
If this leaked draft opinion is the final decision and this reporting is accurate, yes, Roberts said it was accurate, it would be completely inconsistent with what Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh said
and you,
in their hearings,
you
in
gullible, naive
office.
Idiot, believe them. Let's roll the videotape, shall we? From October 7th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
October 7th, 2018. Susan Collins.
How can you be, or are you 100% certain, without a doubt, that Brett Kavanaugh will not overturn Roe v. Wade?
I do not believe that Brett Kavanaugh will overturn
Roe v. Wade. Precedents are overturned all the time.
They aren't overturned all the time.
More than, oh, really?
And listen to the standards that he put forth in his conversation with me.
Yeah.
And also in the hearing. He says for a precedent, a long-established precedent like Roe, to be overturned, it would have to have been grievously wrong and deeply inconsistent. He noted that Roe had been reaffirmed 19 years later by Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and that it was precedent on precedent. He said it should be extremely rare that it be overturned.
Should
and
be.
It should be an example.
So you have obviously full confidence.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, let me take this a step further, please, because it's not bad enough that these idiots think, you know, we're on the pulse of the American public. We know we need to do away with abortion. They lie about everything. So I told you our you know, mini Trump here in Florida, moron DeSantis, the other day when he signed this 15-week abortion bill into law in the state of Florida, out of left field, came out of nowhere, right field, I guess I should say. Listen to what he said. This is him surrounded by kids, by the way, young people.
Oh, I remember
and
this. Yeah.
Lying at the podium. Listen to what he says here.
The far left of our political spectrum, they are now taking the position that babies can be aborted up to the ninth month.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Literally, you can go back for you parents and those some of the most significant experiences in my life to hold your child for the very first time. What they would say is, parent holding that child, if you just go back a day or two, then you would have been able to snuff the child out entirely?
No, they don't. Who?
That is just fundamentally wrong. That is infanticide.
It is fundamentally wrong. It is infanticide. And I don't know of any person, Democrat or Republican, who's saying that. But that was Ron DeSantis, right? Well, let me tell you. So last night on Fox, I wanted to see what they were doing. So they have this woman on. Her name is Cassie Smedili. I couldn't make it up if I tried. Cassie Medili is the executive director of America Rising PAC. And she's on there on Fox on one of the shows, I don't know. And listen to what she said.
This is a dark and disturbing morning.
They start with Chuck Schumer's speech.
Elections this November will have consequences.
Yeah.
Because the rights of 100 million women are now on the ballot to help fight this court's awful decision.
This is to scare the Republican
American to make their voices
rank and file,
heard,
I guess.
This week and this year.
Cassie, could I first get your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think as a pro-life person, you say, what about the rights of the tens of millions of unborn babies that have been relentlessly
they're not unborn
under attack
babies, they're fetuses
by the left for decades now? We are not talking about the same conversation that happened 40 years ago. Today's Democrats are advocating in many cases for the rights to have an abortion beyond the birth of the child. And most Americans would say that's not something that sits well with
me.
And so for Democrats to go out on the campaign trail, if they want to put all their eggs in this basket and have this conversation about a much more aggressive.
We don't.
To have a much more aggressive conversation about this issue.
Nobody
I think that will
is
be at their own political peril because it is so far out of step with where most Americans feel
it's
on
so
this very
far out
sensitive
of step
issue.
Kevin,
with
you look at the time.
Everyone, you fucking idiot liar.
What?
They're saying we want to be able to kill babies when they're born if we don't want them. That you should be able to carry it to term and then kill it? This is the shit they're pushing from Ron DeSantis to this Cassie Smedili person. What the fuck are you talking about?
And you know that's going to take hold.
Of course, because they're telling them this on Fox, a channel that calls itself news and isn't, but, you know, at least half of the country watches them and thinks they're getting news and they're being lied to. These people are lie liars. Lie. They just lie. Oh, my God. And these idiots believe them.
Well, I just broke through AP. Oklahoma's governor signed a bill prohibiting abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Right, that was coming.
Yeah, the ban comes, Oklahoma, the ban comes the day after a draft opinion was leaked suggesting blah, 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 blah. So yeah, 6 weeks in Oklahoma now.
Yes. Well, we knew that was coming. It passed both chambers of the state legislature.
Right,
and so the governor signed it. Right. And
right.
So, but really, this, I want everyone to hear this. The governor of Florida and some, you know, abortion activists, they're all saying that Democrats want to be able to kill at any time during a pregnancy, even after the baby is born.
And then we want to eat them and drink their blood.
Of course. Because, of course, we're all pedophiles, don't you know? And the thing is, they're believing this shit. And
okay,
we're not doing anything about it?
I know. I'm letting you carry the burden of branch because
I got it.
If we both do, it'll be everyone will duck under their desk. Okay. Ellie, President Joe Biden, and this is in caps, should promise to send doctors to provide abortion services on federal property. The doctors don't need to be licensed in the states because A, they're practicing on federal property, and B, according to the Supreme Court, abortion isn't health care. Two, the doctors should volunteer, which gets us around the Hyde Amendment. Then he goes on, that's a liberal presidential response to the revocation of women's rights. What Biden mumbled out there at Andrews, I guess when he was being interviewed, was bullshit. And then he goes on about his nation article. So, I mean, that is a good idea, but he won't do it. Nobody does anything.
Right. And here's a prime example. Somebody asked Joe Biden a question this morning. Listen to this.
Mr. President, do away with the filibuster to codify Roe?
I'm not prepared to make those judgments now.
What are you waiting for, Joe?
I think the codification of Roe makes a lot of sense. Look, think what Roe says.
No, I don't even need to hear what Roe says. You're not willing to talk about doing away with the filibuster now with this on the line? Now is not the time. When is the fucking time?
Was that at Andrews Air Force Base?
I believe so.
That's what Ellie was referring to.
That's what he was referring to. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Boy. Okay. Charles Gaba, who is a healthcare policy data analyst, he said, in some states, rapists get parental rights. So if a guy wants to have a kid, he'll now be able to pick a woman, rape, and impregnate her. She'll be forced to give birth, and he gets to have custody. Alternately, if she aborts, his brother can sue her for $10,000 and split it with him. And then Cliff Schechter, our buddy, says, this is not hyperbole. It's truth. The GOP used the made-up partial birth to wedge the moderates away from pro-choice voting. Meanwhile, this is real and horrific, with a potential to galvanize women, moderates, indies, and our base. This must be a key issue Democrats run on, or we're nuts.
Yeah.
We're nuts.
Right. This is the projection. This is the opposite worldness of it. This is... Where's our hero? Who is going to stand up and stop this?
We are our hero. And I don't know how we stop this unless we somehow pull off a win. I don't know how we do it because I don't see a way out. I don't see legally. I don't know where we go from here. Brian Kloss.
Yeah.
He said, the ongoing U.S. political dysfunction isn't sustainable. No shit. The breakdown of a shared sense of reality.
Whoops. Okay. Well, I guess we've got a call. Let's see. From San Diego.
Okay.
I worry when a call comes in from San Diego because it's probably this young man who's a is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about abortion or anything stupid.
Then anything stupid?
That.
You're fucking stupid. Fuck you. I'm not talking to that guy. This kid, I feel so sorry for his mother. His mother is a listener to the show, and this kid is about 18 years old. He's a Republican. Oh. I don't want to talk about anything stupid like abortion. Then you're a moron because our rights are being taken from us in a very authoritarian manner, and I don't want to talk about anything stupid like abortion. I'll tell you what his mother should have done. God, I'm pissed. Hi. Sorry.
Okay, back to Brian.
Hold on one second. David, what?
So if life begins at ejaculation, according to these fuckwits, doesn't child support begin
should
at ejaculation?
Well, that was one of the tweets I read.
We've got to exact a financial cost to this. So these assholes shake themselves.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
It has to pass somehow. The ongoing U.S. political dysfunction isn't sustainable. The breakdown of a shared sense of reality, mainstreaming of lunacy, rising political violence, ratcheting authoritarianism, and anti-majoritarian institutions creating policies supported by a small, mostly rural minority. He says, I don't claim to know what will reverse those dangerous trends, but as someone who studies the breakdown of democracy and political violence, I'm highly pessimistic in the short term. The dysfunction will grow worse, and U.S. elections will likely be regular flashpoints of violence. And then he goes on to say, we have answers to these issues, institutional reforms that could make American democracy function much better, creating reduced tensions, blah, blah, blah. But all of these reforms are very unlikely to pass, which is, you know, what David might be suggesting, because the current system is just so broken. That's the problem. How do we pass anything?
We elect more. Listen to Joe Manchin. Elect more liberals. Elect more progressives. Get positive stuff done.
Yeah, that's the answer.
I know.
It's getting there. Okay, here's one. This is from Mohammed Safa, a CEO. And he said, and he's a representative of the international NGO to the UN, HRC, and ECOSOC. If selling a gay couple a wedding cake means a, quote, Christian baker participated in their marriage, does selling a gun to a murderer mean a Christian gun store owner participated in the murder?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So charge them. Arrest them. Charge them with accessory to murder. Right?
Yep.
Because that's how their minds work. Then play it out.
Well, that's the thing. We do need to take what Republicans say and do and flip it on its head and turn it back on them.
Yes, we do.
But I don't see people doing it. I see some people trying to do it. You know, I saw Elizabeth Warren blow her stack today over all of this, and it was wonderful to watch. Yep. And people, you know, her clip went viral, and it was a spontaneous outburst. Somebody asked her a question as she was getting into her car, and she turned around and went off, and it was great. But then what happens?
Nothing. That's the problem. Nothing. You know what happens? This. Here's Chuck Schumer speaking today. Here's what happens.
First, it is our intention for the Senate to hold a vote on legislation to codify the right to an abortion in law.
Okay.
Second, a vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise.
Okay.
This is as urgent and as real as it gets.
Yeah.
We will vote to protect a woman's right to choose, and every American is going to see which side every senator stands on.
And that
and
$5 will get you a cup of coffee. That's all. Unless he is insured that they have the votes to pass it. Who gives a fuck, Chuck? Get it done or don't do it. We've had enough of this theater. Either make it work or find out how to make it work. But this is bullshit. This is just capital A. Oops, wrong one. Capital A bullshit. This is, it's just not good enough. Not good enough.
That's the problem. I see politicians on Twitter, on TV, everywhere, say sentences.
Yep.
We must do this. And if we don't support women's rights,
we're going to hold a vote. We're going to vote. Great. So you'll see Manchin and Sinema say no, and the Democratic agenda go down the drain. And you go, well, we voted. At least we voted. We know where everybody stands.
Well, but my point was, They're full of platitudes and what ifs and shoulds and all that. But these are long, boring sentences that nobody, I turn off. I never read, you know, I look at some of them fly by. Then I'll see a really good one by Brian Schatz or
Jamie Raskin. You know,
Jamie Raskin. And people pay attention to those.
Yep.
Because they have things that they want to say that make sense, that maybe even have partial solutions, or maybe are zingy enough where it gets a reaction out of a Republican, and the whoever the Republican is puts themselves on the spot.
You know, when I was
you have to evoke something.
When I had Mark Pocan on the show the other day, and we were talking about the few things that the Democrats have gotten done. Oh, this is our San Diego friend again. All right, hold on, buddy. I'll get to you in a minute. Just hold on. Jamie Raskin would do something, but they don't follow through on anything. And I think the problem is with leadership, frankly. Chuck Schumer, the last thing we needed to hear from him yesterday is, we're going to have a vote and we'll know where everybody stands on it. We know where everybody stands on it. Now we need action. And that clip right there did nothing except make me even angrier than I already am.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm waiting until the show, you know, the main part of the show ends, till the music runs out, and we say goodbye to the Progressive Voices Network. And then I'm going to go into overtime, and I'm going to talk to this kid from San Diego, first of all, and find out why he thinks abortion is stupid stuff. Like, that doesn't deserve our attention. So, Laffy, it's up to you. Would you like to stay and educate this young man? I hope you do.
Oh, sure.
Okay. All right, caller, I'm back. So...
Hi, Nicole.
Oh, it's Mom.
Hi, Nicole. It's the mother.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I deal with this a lot.
But I don't know how you do it.
That's the problem with him. But like anything you say, he'll just pick the opposite side no matter what.
I hear you.
I just wanted to say a few things about this thing because my blood is boiling. I'm pissed off. I've been crying this morning.
Oh,
I'm so pissed off about what these people are doing.
You and me both.
I want them to start changing our language how we talk about them. We need to start calling them commie fascists. Because not only the commie part, because they want to take over our bodies and turn us into baby-making factories. They want to commandeer us for that purpose. And the second thing is that, yes, they are the party of life, full of misery.
Yeah,
because they want to cut the labor from under you while they force you to have a baby with no social safety net, no decent paying jobs, no health care, no nothing. Because in that leaked memo, that leaked whatever, Alito is also saying that he was attacking Obamacare. Okay, so now he wants to force females to have babies that cannot have health care.
Right.
This is a sick statistic. Individual who is trying to take us back to the slavery days where females were systemically raped and forced to have babies that they would take and do whatever they felt like to them, rape them, sell them, work them to death, whatever the hell they wanted to. And I'm sick and tired of people acting like this is not the moment to start acting like we need to, you know, like not get violent, but we need to
take control.
This is impossible. Start calling them the commie fascists that they are. They're trying to commandeer our bodies. They've just attacked half of the population. That means that any child, no matter how young they are, as long as they're in reproductive age, can get raped and forced to have the baby.
Yes.
They don't want your kids to wear a damn mask. They don't want your kids to have a freaking vaccine to save their life. But they don't have a problem with them altering their bodies, their health, their whole entire, especially if you've been raped, and then that's one trauma, and now you have to carry the baby. And you
Which
have
is absolutely, another.
That's the second time they're raping you, because they're taking away your autonomy, your control over your own body and your life.
Not to mention the dangers involved with pregnancy.
The sickest people on the planet.
Yeah, they really are. I'm surprised. I listen to you and you make so much sense. You're a smart, knowledgeable woman. Your son, I was going to talk to him and then he said, I don't want to talk about something stupid like abortion. What?
Yes. And I told him to stop talking to you like that because that's not how you deal with a person. Get your point across and get educated because he needs, like I said, he's a contrarian. Anything you say, he will just pick the opposite side. And this is how he's always been.
Yeah.
But which is odd because as a kid, he was always, and still to this day, he will tell you he is a feminist. And I don't get why he would pick this position, or is it just to contradict me? I don't know. He always does this, though, but he's always loved Susan B. Anthony. I mean, he wrote an essay about her, and still to this day, like I said, he will call himself a feminist. So I don't get it.
The topic of abortion is stupid. Does he not realize what's at risk here?
Yes, because these women, they're going to find someone he's in love with. How's he going to feel if they get raped and then they get the big government comes and tells them, you're going to have that baby.
Right.
And if you don't, and then if you have a breakdown while you're pregnant because you got raped and nobody helped you deal with that, and now the state is taking away your ability to control, have some kind of control over your life. Now, because of that trauma, they might say, oh, well, you're not mentally fit to have the baby, so they just come and take it from you.
Of course.
After they forced you to go through all that stuff for 9 months.
I've got
4 kids. I've got 5 miscarriages. So I know. I love my children. You know what I mean? But at the same time, any and every female on this planet deserves the right to control their destiny, no matter what. It's their right. Their bodies. You know, and then on top of that, there's laws saying that they cannot force us to submit our bodies to medical experimentation or for the government to come and take our bodies for any kind of medical anything. So I don't even know how these people are getting away with just pulling the shit out of their ass.
Yeah, because they have people like Ron DeSantis who are making this, turning this insanity into law. There was some guy that. An elected official, a Republican, of course, who said, look, you know, even if you're raped, you got to look at it as that gives you another opportunity, to be a parent. Like, fuck you.
Right. An opportunity to take away another right from you. Can you imagine that? A rape victim getting another, like someone, that's a second rape right there.
Yes,
exactly. To do something you don't want to do, you're not mentally there to do. How are you supposed to feel? Like you're just a piece of meat that's like a factory, like just like a womb. Like, why don't they just kill us and take our wombs then?
Well, because they need us alive. And they have the nerve to talk about, you know, Sharia law. What this is their
they
this is their
the
Christian
Sharia
law.
Sharia law. They are the Taliban ISIS put together.
Yes.
Okay.
That's I agree.
Who they are.
And
worse than the Taliban or ISIS. They want to subjugate women because we had slavery, chattel slavery.
Yep.
In this country, my husband's family had to be, you know, kidnapped and brought here and tortured, raped, and just go through everything just to what? To build this country for someone else to enjoy,
right,
and have no share in any of the benefits, and now you want to take us back to that crap by attacking half the population. This is madness. I cannot believe. And Joe Manchin and Sinema, just to let you know, already let it be known, they will not tamper with the filibuster.
Oh, I know.
Now Joe Manchin's claiming, that's what saving women's rights is, the filibuster. Oh, thank you, Joe. We didn't know that.
Right. Right.
Kiss my ass.
Yep.
You
the only, it's the filibuster. Manchin says the only thing that's saving or protecting our democracy is the filibuster. In what world?
The slavery loving filibuster.
Right.
Bullshit. Joe Manchin, I hope him and Sinema there's some protests planned already. I hope that those two, this is their last, like the last that we hear of them, because they lost their next election.
Well, neither one of them are up in November. Neither one of them. But neither one of them are up in November. We're stuck with them for another 3 years.
Yeah. But Joe Manchin, his daughter's a murderer. I don't know why, and no one is going after her, because she killed people because of what she did with the price gouging, with the EpiPen.
Absolutely.
And then colluding with Pfizer.
Yep.
Okay,
and
she needs to be in prison because she's a murderer. That family are sociopathic. Joe Manchin, look at how he made his wealth. He used tax money from the state to help the company that he owns now.
Yeah. No,
and
I know.
Yeah. So he's just a welfare queen himself, and he's sitting there talking about people don't deserve to eat.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of this man. Who is he? What planet did he land
from? I have no idea. Hey, Laffy's got to go. So, Laffy, I will. We'll see you next week. We'll see you on the Twitters. Hold on, 1 second.
And
right.
Thank you for the rant. Wow. I needed to hear that.
Yes, we all do. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye. Bye, Laffy. So, right. Hey, bye. Hey, Thank Mom. You. Real quick, I do. What is your name? Tell me your first name.
Well, it's Salida.
Salida. Okay.
Salida with a W.
Say again.
Well, I go by Sandra because it's easier for people to
Okay, Sandra, that's easier for me, too.
Okay, call me Sandra, that's fine.
Okay, Sandra, that's easier. And what is, your son has an unusual name as well.
Yeah, well, he doesn't really want me to say
okay.
his real name.
So don't, oh, I see. One. So he gives Something me a made-up name?
Gives me a weird name, yes, because he just,
so,
he's I don't know.
What is the name that he gives me? I can never remember it. Obviously, it's because it's not real.
Marbury.
Yeah, it's like
Marbury.
Marjorie. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene or something. He uses a girl's name.
Yeah, it's something in Marbury or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. So it's not just me.
I want him to stop talking like this because it really disturbs me.
How does he get these ideas? Why does he think, why would he call it stupid stuff like abortion?
I don't know. That's what I asked him. I was like, how's that stupid? You saw me sitting here crying all morning over this thing because you know how much these kinds of things affect me because I'm a female.
Right.
I'm living in a world.
You're a woman.
We're always trampled on. Our rights are always trampled on. And here you have this party that's the most fascistic, disgusting, horrible people, liars. I mean, like just greedy, selfish, power hungry people. How do you get attracted to these fascists? They're fascists. They're commie fascists. Everything that they say is projection, period, pure.
Right.
This is what Ted Cruz was saying today. Oh, yeah, now all of a sudden we're supposed to be up in arms over a leak. Who cares? Who cares? Look what he did for January 6th.
I know.
Last year.
Yep.
Look at all that race baiting he does on a regular, consistent basis. Look how he treated Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I know.
For no reason. He went off on her and treated her like she's garbage.
Yep.
And like she's just sitting here taking all this stuff. And he gets to just run his mouth. He's just a disgusting. All of them. All of them are just disgusting. From Mitch McConnell on down from Dump.
Yep.
Dump is the most disgusting.
Yep. I agree.
I feel so bad for you because you live in Donistan.
Yes.
Donistan or I call him the Satanist.
Yeah, well, that's what he is. He is the Satan now. Like, the death sentence.
I call him the Satanist.
He already subjected us to the death sentence, and now he's just of Satan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Satanist. And he wants to be the head of the Satanistan.
Because
that's what he thinks, that it's the Satanistan.
Yes.
Yeah, he thinks he's
And
a
he's the dictator
there.
In chief, because he's a dick. Exactly. He's a little dick.
That's how he berated those kids, because they were wearing masks behind him.
Yeah, horrible, right? Just sickening. I know.
Go tell your wife, doctor, stop wearing masks around her when her immune system is so compromised.
That's right.
Because apparently has breast cancer.
Yep.
Well, go tell those doctors, stop being little bitches around her and let her get exposed to all the germs. If she has to have surgery, tell the surgeon, hey, stop being a little bitch. Go in there and breathe all over her and get your little dirty hands. You better not wash your hands
That's
either.
That's right.
Because we don't believe in soap.
I hear you. It's why I talk about opposite world all the time, because none of it makes sense. It's weird.
No,
it's like I expect to be awakened from this weird nightmare where when I can go, oh, my God, you'll never believe Donald Trump was president. Up was down. In was out. Green is blue. It's just none of it made sense. And then I can go that. Of course, it was a nightmare. But I'm pinching myself and I feel it. Yeah.
He still is a nightmare because he's still lurking and he's still riling up these psycho twisted people.
Yeah.
Look what just happened in Hungary. I mean, they're like It's just
and
disgusting.
Can I tell you though? This is the scary thing. CPAC, the mm-hmm. Conservative Action Committee, whatever it is, they're holding their next meeting in Hungary so they can suck up to Viktor Orban. This is what they aspire to. They want to turn the United States into Hungary, into Russia, into an authoritarian form of government where they can tell you what to do and what to do with your body and where to go and how to act and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Frightening.
And then turn us into factory farms.
That's right.
We're just going to be, you know, the carrying pods for all the babies, you know, the
of
little
course.
Incubators.
That's why I say watch The Handmaid's Tale, mm-hmm. because this is exactly it. Yes. It's exactly it.
I had it in high school, and I watched, I couldn't, I have to watch it in parts. Like, I have to take long breaks.
I know. I did too.
It gives me so much anxiety. It gives me so much anxiety. Not that the show, and it's relevant. It needs to be out there, but it just gives me anxiety because I dread that future.
Right.
That we're
no,
about
me
to
too.
Enter.
Well, the thing is, it gets better because she fights back. She doesn't just sit there and take it. And so you root for her because she's like, fuck this. They're not doing this to me. That's my daughter. And don't you dare. And so you have somebody to cheer for rather than just be, oh my God, what are they doing to these people? This is what's happening to us.
Exactly. Little by little by little by little, they take one right after another, after another, after another. And this to me is major because this is half the freaking population.
Yep.
They just want to completely commandeer our bodies. And like, it's like, wow, you're psycho.
And what I'm hoping is, Sandra, is that women, a lot of Republican women, may be Republicans, but they also don't appreciate the government coming in and telling them what they can and can't do with their own bodies.
Yes.
And I'm hoping this backfires on them big time. We need to, women, you need to talk to other women. And if, you know, regardless, and even especially if they're Republicans, and talk to them about this and say that you need to stand up and stop this fascist takeover of our country. They want to turn us into Poland and into Hungary.
Well, worse. They want to take us back to our slavery era.
Yep.
Because this is America. We have our own rotten history right here that we can look at and say, this is not what we want to go back to. Nobody wants to go back to being a slave. And I didn't even understand after that slavery bill 8 over there in Texas that they passed. When they passed that, I didn't understand how all these people that came from Texas, the delegation that came to keep them from voting on the legislation, I didn't understand how they didn't bring up their ancestors. Like, you know, this is what our ancestors had to go through, being raped and tortured and forced to have babies that get taken away from us. Like, what? Why couldn't they conjure that? This is how dire it is. These people don't care. They love their Confederate history, their slavery history. They love that. That is who they are. That they keep telling us who they are. We keep acting like, oh, no.
I know. Right? How does the saying go? Who was it? Was it Toni Morrison? When someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Maya
Angelou.
Yeah, Maya
Angelou. Yeah. Yep, Maya Angelou.
Exactly. It's
when
like
they tell you who they are.
Funny fascists they are, and we keep ignoring it.
Yep.
And yes, they are the party of life. They're the party of life full of misery. They need to start calling them that. All the Democrats need to just start calling them that. Instead of saying, oh, they're pro-life. No, they're pro-life of misery.
Pro-life of misery.
Right. They don't want you to have anything. They want you to be like Oliver Twist. Can I have some more gruel, please? That's all they want for us.
Right. And the other part, the thing to remember also, Sandra, is what I played for you, what the Satan said, and what this Cassie Smedley person, that Democrats really, we want unfettered abortion up to the time of birth and even after. So just kill them after. Nobody, not one single person wants that. And these idiots need to stop lying about it. And we need to keep calling them out on it.
Isn't it funny how the viability period is like, what, 26, 27 weeks?
Yeah.
No Democrat has ever had a problem with that.
Yeah.
What the hell are they talking about?
I have no idea.
And Ralph Northam already explained it. It's not that. It's a baby that's born unviable. Like, they're about to die a horrible, painful death. That's what they're talking about. And they're conflating that with some barbaric thing that they want to do, that they used to do to slave babies.
Yeah.
When they wanted to torture, when they wanted to torture everybody, they would hang a pregnant slave woman by her feet upside down and gut her and let her baby just fall out. This is the practice in the United States of America. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to take us back to. Did they give a damn about that life? No. It was just there because it's like an animal or some other thing. And my question to them is that the Democrats should be posing to them. Okay, good. You want all these babies to be born? Well, let's raise taxes and make sure that every pregnant woman doesn't have to want for anything, whether it's her home, food, shelter, clothing, everything is all her needs are met. Her health care, everything is met. Are you guys willing to put your money where your mouth is on that one? Yeah, and watch them shut up and back off of this. They'll shut up off of it, just like how the book banning thing until somebody, the guy from the Satanist stand, your part, where he was like, ban the Bible.
Yeah, oh my
there's
God.
Like two girls in there getting their daddy drunk, talking about, let's carry on the family line.
Yep.
What the hell is that?
Right.
That's incest, rape, drugging someone. Like, and then they're like, and God bless this with a baby.
Yeah. Oh God.
Like this is where they're coming from. That's why they have no problem with incest. It's in their religion. I'm sorry to say it, but it
I
is
hear
in
you.
Their
That's
religion.
The Duggards and all those creepy people. Yes.
But no, I mean, these are things that are in the text. I'm not just making up because of their views. I'm saying these are things that are in their text. Or like where if a guy rapes a girl, she's supposed to marry him.
Ugh.
That's why they don't have a problem with rape and incest being omitted from, you know, any safeguards when it comes to their anti-abortion stance. Because their religion teaches them that those things are blessings. That's why they keep saying, but it's not the baby's fault. What the hell does that have to do with the mental health of the female? What the hell does that have to do with her being able to recover from her rape? And now you're taking away her right to her body to take one more. It's like getting raped all over again.
Yeah. No,
it's
I hear you.
It's not the one time. It's over. Like, could you imagine that?
No.
Could you imagine that? It's like,
no.
You watch, look at how many little kids like that have went missing. And then years later, they find them that some guy kept them in a dungeon in their home and then made them have baby after baby after baby. That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Just like the good old days of slavery, where they could just rape us and drag us in a cave and rape us, whatever they feel like. And then 9 months later, we have to pop out a baby like good, obedient slaves.
Oh, yeah. All right, I need a stiff drink about now. And I usually I'm not a drinker. I'm more of a, you know, I go for the green stuff, but I think I need something heavier tonight. All right. Sandra, I'm going to run. Thank you for calling. I'm so mortified. Whenever he calls in, I feel bad for you.
I know. And I feel bad for you too. And then I feel like I have to call and just like try to console you because it's like, you know, it's not you.
Well, you're very sweet. And I, you know, good for you. Hold on. I hit the wrong button here. Just a second.
Sorry?
But I hit the wrong button. We had sound coming through that didn't need to be there. But thank you for calling. It's great to talk to you. Your challenge is obvious, and I wish you the best of luck.
Mm-hmm. You too. And thank you so much for doing what you do because you provide a service. You provide a service to the entire population that can have the privilege to listen to you.
Thank you.
These are things that we need to talk about and be angry about.
Yes, we do.
You know?
Yep.
Yes,
and be angry. It's okay to be angry. It's better than sitting back and going, all right. Thank you. I'm going to run. Appreciate you calling. Bye-bye. All right. So with that, I gotta wrap this up. We're gonna continue this conversation tomorrow. I did put out a couple of calls of people I would like to talk to about this, but as of right now, tomorrow's wide open. So we may just hit the phones, listen to what some other people are saying. I don't know. We'll see what happens over the next 22 hours or so. All right. I will leave you with the news. Thanks for listening, everybody. And damn, we got to do something because I'm not ready to just give in. I'm not ready to let them take over. And guess what? I never will be. All right. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow. Here's the news.
It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we expected this, but that doesn't lessen the shock, disbelief, and disappointment. Politico with a bombshell report Monday evening, citing what it said was a leaked initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito. The Supreme Court has apparently voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that established abortion rights nationwide. Alito writing, quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Oh, boy. Hours after the report was released, protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court to rail against the decision, which, if released by the court, would uphold Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks and trigger stricter abortion bans in at least a dozen other states. The court's decisions aren't final until they're published, and justices do sometimes change their votes as they circulate these draft opinions. If authentic, this is the first high court draft leaked in the court's history. And it's ugly. This opinion is a full-throated, unflinching repudiation of the 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights, and a subsequent 1992 decision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that basically maintained the right. After the shock of the realization that this is actually happening comes the magnitude of the leak itself. SCOTUS blog tweeting, quote, it's impossible to overstate the earthquake this will cause inside the court in terms of the destruction of trust among the justices and staff. This leak is the gravest, most unforgivable sin. Well, I'd say that striking down of Roe is, maybe this is the second, you know, just saying. Now that all the arguments are done for the year, the court is releasing the remaining opinions. On Monday, they ruled that Boston violated the Constitution by refusing to raise a Christian group's flag in a city hall ceremony because the city had never turned anyone else away. The city government argued that its ceremonial flag raising program was a form of government speech, so it could choose which flags it would fly. Lower courts agreed the city was within its rights. But at the Supreme Court, Justice Stephen Breyer, writing for the unanimous court, rejected that. He said the flags weren't government speech because the city had no role in, quote, the crafting of their messages. That meant that the flag raisings amounted to private speech. So rejecting a lone group constituted a violation of its First Amendment free speech protections. So that happened. In other court news, a federal jury on Monday found a former New York City police officer, Thomas Webster, guilty of assaulting an officer during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Webster was the first person prosecuted for assault in connection with the riot. He's also the first to claim self-defense. Yeah, right. The 56-year-old former cop testified that he used a metal flagpole to strike a, quote, rogue cop who punched him in the face. He also accused a Metropolitan Police Department officer of starting the clash. A juror told reporters that the jury, quote, unanimously agreed that there was no self-defense argument here at all. Webster will be scheduled in September. And this out of Philadelphia, the former police officer who fatally shot 12-year-old Thomas T.J. Sedero in March has been charged with murder. The officer, Ed Saul Mendoza, was with three other plainclothes officers in an unmarked police car when Sedero appeared to have fired a gun at the vehicle. The other officers took cover, but the 26-year-old Mendoza started a, quote, tactically unsound foot chase. This according to Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who then said the officer fired three shots at Sedero. Investigators said he fired the final fatal shot into Sedero's back from just a half a car length away when Sedero no longer had a gun and was face down on the ground, and evidence suggests he might have been turning to surrender when he was killed. There really are no words. Well, some encouraging news out of Ukraine, where the first group of evacuees from Mariupol's embattled steel plant have reached a Ukrainian-controlled city. This after weeks of failed efforts. A convoy of evacuees from the Azovstal steel plant arrived in Zaporizhia, escaping to a Ukrainian-controlled jurisdiction from the last holdout in Mariupol. They're still trying to get the few dozen remaining people from inside of that steel plant out. Meanwhile, both U.S. and Western officials believe that Vladimir Putin will likely formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as May 9th. That would enable the full mobilization of Russia's reserve forces. And finally, if it's Tuesday, it's primary day in Ohio and Indiana. Ohio's got a lot going on. For the Republican nomination in the Senate race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman, Trump-supporting former never-Trumper J.D. Vance and Trump supporter Josh Mandel are leading. But there's one Republican in the race who openly disagrees with the former guy, Matt Dolan, and he appears to be enjoying an 11th-hour surge. Stay tuned. On the Democratic side, three candidates are vying for the nomination: the centrist Congressman Tim Ryan, the progressive Morgan Harper, and a third candidate named Tracy Johnson. In Ohio or Indiana, vote! And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.